We open our scene with our three Yorikis taking a morning ponyback ride through the rolling hills and plains of the land surrounding the Hare Clan. This is a few days after the delivery of the barrels from the Yogo Towers by the unnamed spy. Isawa, you know that later this evening you have a meeting scheduled with your bride-to-be and her family. But until then, it appears that you guys have a free day, so you decided to get out of the cramped walls of the castle and get some fresh air as you discuss things. Before we get started, hey, Justin, do you want to explain why we played a session of ninjas last time and how that factored into Bayushi's sort of background?
So, we rolled on what table was it?
Heritage.
A heritage table, and I got a heritage that my ancestor performed a mission for the Shoshiro infiltrators, for which they owe my family a debt, and I may call on their assistance once in my lifetime, and they will help me.
Yeah, and so y'all were kind of stumped as to how to deal with the Yogo Towers. It didn't really seem like there was a good way to get the Oni's eye. So we talked out of character about it. Justin kind of decided that now would be a good time to call in his one favor. So we did it and decided to play through the session. And it was a fun change of pace. I hope everyone enjoyed it. But now we are getting back into pure samurai.
Should I say that my heritage role was the tattoo? I feel like that hasn't been said, but I got a mystical tattoo.
Right.
We'll see more about, but that's what I rolled.
And Isawa's was also sort of a mixed blessing, although we're not really sure how consequential it will be as to the other two guys, but it might come up.
Yeah, we'll see.
So yeah, you guys are taking a morning ride, and presumably you are to discuss what you're going to do with the liquefied eye now, and what you're going to do with it, what you're going to take it. So go ahead, guys, however you want to pick the scene up.
Bayushi, Sawa, do you believe in such a thing as deja vu? Seems odd that, you know, we sit here on horses, and just months ago we were doing much the same before a grisly murder changed our lives.
Yes, it is coincidental.
But where is the grisly murder?
I know.
Don't wish for such things, Bayushi.
Well, it just was an odd coincidence that occurred to me. Bayushi, why did you want to come out on horse? We could have just taken a walk.
I didn't want you to tire out, Kitsuki.
No, I think you did it on Isawa's behalf. Let us be honest.
We see Isawa struggling to stay in the saddle. Like, his legs are slightly too long to reach down to the stirrups. His legs are sort of crunched up around this horse awkwardly, and it's often leading him astray from the group, and he has to, like, lead it back to his other two friends.
So, Isawa, I was hoping to get your thoughts on the matter at hand, I suppose, the Oni's eye. Who or what will we have to do to make sure that it is rendered inert and destroyed?
I do not know anybody that can get us access to wind essence, though we do have contact with the Emerald Champion. If he cannot find a source, I do not know who could.
That would be a good idea. If he could arrange in secret a Shugenja to meet us here that he trusts to render it inert, that would be ideal.
I believe it would be beneficial for us to separate the barrels. Send one barrel to the Emerald Champion. Send one barrel to some trusted family in the Dragon Clan, if that is possible.
I worry about it being attacked. And if we separate them, that gives them an avenue to reenact their information network. I would rather deal with these sooner than I suppose we have time for.
I agree. That is, I'm simply giving my thoughts on the different avenues we could pursue.
Yes, no, I appreciate it. Thank you. Bayushi, do you have any thoughts on the matter? Do you know any Shugenja? Barring any Yogo, of course.
I know Isawa.
Shiro-san, if you are okay with it, perhaps I will try to see if I can send a message along to the Emerald Champion. I do not know where he is right now, but if he has not strayed too far, we could request his help in this matter.
Before we go any further, isn't Shinjo supposed to be in Shirogasagi? Because he was with us when we got him. I don't know if the Emerald Champion was, though.
Shinjo is at Shirogasagi, yeah.
He could be a contact to use for this.
Michio, I would say that we would be best off contacting the Emerald Champion and letting him know that we have accomplished our task in gathering the Oni's Eye, within months, the information network that they have been using will have been dismantled. They will have to go back to conventional channels to communicate. But we need a Shugencha that is talented in elements of Earth or a substance known as Wind Essence. I think that would be enough for him to act upon. What are your thoughts?
I believe the easier option would be the Wind Essence, as it does not require us to pull anybody new in. But either would be acceptable.
I assume that the Emerald Champion has someone in his retinue, a Shugenja that he trusts, that would be able to help us without being too wary as to what we have. But we should act with haste and contact him.
Very good.
Isawa, do you have Lore Shugenja, or do you just have Theology?
No, just Theology.
I have Lore Shugenja now.
Oh yeah, you do. You have Sage. Ryan, make me a Lore Theology, and Dakota, make me a Lore Shugenja.
Just for the listeners at home, I took an advantage that basically gives me a rank in any lore skill. Basically, in the past few weeks, Kitsuki's been studying a lot and compiling information. I got a 13.
I got a 15.
Isawa kind of puts this together just based on his knowledge as and his experience as a Shugenja from what he's heard of the Oni's Eye. From what you understand, at least, in character, the Oni's Eye was liquefied and divided and sent to you in three different barrels when at first it was one object, right?
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, if somebody reverses that on even one of those barrels, they will have a miniature Oni's Eye.
Right.
It seems to be willingly transmutable into different sizes and shapes and being able to be divided out like that. So there is the risk if one barrel disappears, someone could probably start another intelligence network. Maybe not at the rate or scale that they could crank those tiers out when they had the full Oni's Eye, but it is still a risk if someone has just one barrel.
Okay. The sending barrels to different places idea would not work, at least not.
It would work. It's just a risk. It's a massive risk. Right. Like, if one of those barrels was to get intercepted and someone was able to figure it out, we'd basically be at square one again.
What does the liquid look like?
It looks like a thick, sludgy milk. It has the consistency sort of of jelly, almost.
What happens if you drop it in water?
Isawa has some ideas on things he wants to try.
Isawa needs to contact the Emerald Champion, and we need to arrange for this to happen as soon as possible. Like, the longer what we have these barrels...
Let's talk to Shinjo, because he likely knows where the champion is and knows if it's worthwhile to even try to contact him through my means.
The Tomori are like alchemists, right?
Correct. Bayushi, you think that if anybody besides the Yogo would have their hands on powerful alchemical agents, it would be the Tomori.
Kitsuki-san, do you not think it would be wise to contact the Tomori?
It would be possible to convince one of them to work with us, but the issue I think at hand is finding one this far south. The second, who do we trust? We could trust the dragon, but...
Well, even if it's to get some of this wind essence.
I would have to write to Tomori. We could convince them to help us, but I... What would I roll to know if Kitsuki has a contact in the Tomori?
I'm going to assume you probably don't have one unless you want to spend ally XP to get one.
Yeah, no.
But Bayushi does bring up a good point that I think should be emphasized, that if you bring a Shugenja in to do this, they will have to be present and understand exactly what the Oni's Eye is and how to dismantle it. If you have wind essence, they can just send some of that to you and you can mix it together yourself, and they don't need to know what the Oni's Eye is.
Right. My main thought right now is to get a Jade Magistrate. I think this is kind of up their alley, and they'd be all for destroying this.
I prefer the idea of getting Wind Essence.
Does Kitsuki know where he might get Wind Essence?
So go ahead and make me just a Sage roll, I guess.
29.
So you would know that Wind Essence is not something that you can find. It is a manufactured alchemical agent. alchemy is not really a mainstream form of magic. You know that obviously the Tamori of the Dragon Clan are skilled alchemists. You know that the Yogo clearly had their hands on it, although getting it from them might involve another heist, and that is probably not on the table right now. Also, you know that alchemy is widely practiced in Gaijin lands, and the Unicorn Clan, when they came back from their journeys in the West and in the Gaijin lands, they brought back all sorts of weird magical stuff, and some of it definitely sounds like alchemy. So maybe the Unicorn Shugenja, or like in a unicorn trading hub, you would probably be able to pick it up, though you might have to search around and pay out the nose for it.
Let's talk to Shunjo first, and then we'll go from there.
On your way back, you pass through a small little wooded glade that's in the middle of these rolling hills, and there's a small stream there, and sitting beside it along the road, you see a woman, and she appears to be a samurai. She has a katana and wakizashi tucked into her belt, and as you guys approach on ponyback, she rises and stands in the middle of the road, removes her large straw hat, and you guys all recognize that this is Yasumi again.
Oh.
Hello, Yoriki.
Hello, Yasumi.
Good day, Samurai-san.
Bayushi, that looks like it's healing quite well, she says, looking at the scar that she inflicted on your head. Isawa-san, we had a deal before you returned to this city of lies that we would help one another. I helped you find Tokizu. I allowed you access to her basement vault by poisoning those two guards. I've done a lot of work for you, and your end of the bargain was to simply deliver me some intelligence, but you've delivered me an empty scroll tube. Now, I honestly believe that you are not stupid enough to try to double-cross me in such an obvious manner. I believe this merely falls under incompetence.
Yasumi-san? I did everything that I could to give you the intelligence. Before we opened any of the scrolls that my companions took with them, I gave a scroll to your man, before I had any idea what the contents were or were not.
I understand, but it's simply not good enough. I know that you probably found an empty scroll tube. At the end of the day, we are not square with one another. I have helped you far more than you have helped me. And yes, maybe I have no right to ask more, seeing as how you did take the time to attempt to fulfill the bargain. But at the same time, the Shosuro did not come out ahead on this, and I can't let that stand. She glances up at you on ponyback, and she kind of scans around. You can see her eyes dart into the woods and up and down the road just to see. She appears to be looking if anybody else is coming.
I'm going to do the same. She's got me paranoid now, so.
Right. And her eyes sort of linger on Bayushi for a little bit longer than feels comfortable for you, Bayushi.
She is gripping the harness of the pony, like, and her knuckles are, like, bleach white.
Yasumi, the information that was held in the vault at the basement was empty. The only information that we found was a ledger detailing shipments of...
Isawa holds up his hand. You are correct. We are not square.
I would like the opportunity to square things up with one another now. Now, yes, Kitsuki, you are correct. There was a great deal of foreign intelligence that I was looking to gather. However, I will accept other intelligence as substitution for this. You can tell me everything that you know about the conspiracy right here, right now, your entire dealings with them and everything you know, or you will deal with the consequences for shortchanging the Shosuro family.
So what would you do with this information?
That is none of your concern.
No, I do think it is of my concern. This information is critical to the safety of the Empire.
The Scorpion, after recent events, are in no mood to compromise the safety of the Empire ever again. We have paid for that crime. It is in the best interest of the Scorpion to stay at least one step ahead or keep up with the goings-on of the secrets of the Empire. That is why we must know it. We must not be taken by surprise like the other clans may be in the coming days.
Yasumi-san, you must understand that this is a far more difficult request for us than the previous one.
I understand.
Then I ask for time for us to discuss this.
Would you like me to step away for a few moments?
There is an event coming up. I would like you to be a guest.
She gives you the highest eyebrow you have ever seen.
Come as my guest. We can discuss it after the event.
She glances up to Bayushi, still on her pony. She says, will I be safe in my bed at this event? Should Bayushi also attend?
I imagine Bayushi would rather face you than stab you in the back.
I would be inclined to believe you, except she has not said a single word since she has seen me. I have no idea what to expect from her now. If she can't face me with words, I have...
Your dealings are with my compatriots. If it were up to me, I'd be cutting you dead now.
Well then, we know where we stand.
I'm gonna roll on her now. I feel like I've been talking with her long enough. I'm doing my rank 3 ability. Basically, I'm just trying to figure out, like, who this woman is at her core, and then, like, what are her motivations? She's been a mystery to us since the beginning, so I want to know where she stands. 34.
From your dealings with her and what you've been able to put together, she seems like she is definitely a pragmatist, but she does have a little bit of flair about her. Obviously, she enjoys taunting Bayushi. She enjoys knowing that she's better than other people. Her sort of superiority is definitely a factor in her decision making and sort of what she chooses to do. However, it does not, I mean, the mission comes first for her, but if she can showboat along the way, she'll do it. Obviously, like, she could have gotten this information to you with a letter, but she chose to appear to you in person just to show how badass and cool she is, right? Her motivations, you don't detect that she is intending to do anything but serve her lord in this and serve her family. She seems to honestly believe that information getting in the hands of the Scorpion is a good thing for the Empire, and she doesn't seem like the type of person who would suddenly betray them and flip the information to someone bad. She does seem like the type of person who would use all of her resources to deal with her enemies. It wouldn't surprise you, given her personality type, that she was well connected and is able to get information along to many different people through many different means.
Okay. With this knowledge, I guess, here's my kind of pitch for her. We tell her a bit about the conspiracy. We give her the opportunity to get to the forefront of that intelligence by assisting us. She would have the ability to basically operate at the forefront and, you know, she'll have the ability to get that intelligence. Would that fly?
You think that she is more, in her mind, you already owe her a favor, and you getting her in on the action in a direct manner is not doing her a favor.
And she was asking for what information exactly?
Everything. Everything you guys know. Now, I will remind you, you guys have taken an oath to not share that, and violating this oath will definitely result in honor loss. If you would like me to attend this event with you, I would be glad to do so. However, as soon as they put a new name on you, I need to have your answer of whether we're going to part amicably or if you'll have to deal with the consequences.
Very well.
I will see you at the wedding.
I look forward to it.
And she bows, raises her head back up. She gives a wink at you, Bayushi, and then she turns off and heads down the road in a different direction from Shiro Usagi.
Asawa, there is a story called The Scorpion and the Frog. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll leave it at that, and we'll go talk to Shinjo now.
Shiro-san, we needed time to decide upon our course of action in which he's not around.
It was a good decision. I'm not doubting you, Michio. We need to go now.
Perhaps I'm not as skilled in the courts as you, but would it not look good to have a scorpion attend the wedding? It would make it appear as though there was less tension than there is.
At this point, Bayushi has dismounted and walked over to a tree and then just screams and punches it.
And if for any reason a duel needs to be declared, perhaps it'll give Bayushi a chance to finish what she started.
I would rather not see that come to pass. He mounts up again and he leads them off towards Shirosagi.
So you guys make the return journey of about an hour or so back into Shirousagi through the gates. So Isawa, just to remind you, you do have a meeting with your bride-to-be and her father. You're meeting them both for the first time. You have heard rumblings that you are to be married to Usagi Kayo. It is probably early afternoon. You are set to meet with her after dinner.
Straight into a meeting with Shinjo.
Okay. Where is this meeting taking place?
Let's do it in the library.
Oh, yeah. He's probably in the library. He's probably doing his own research on the Oni's Eye. So he has probably a private nook in the library. He has several scrolls splayed out in front of him, and he appears to be looking through them and writing something.
Kitsuki enters in, and he's going to try and politely usher out anyone inside the library right now, I suppose.
Sure. They see you walk in. They see you lock eyes with Shinjo and have a few moments, and you glance around at them, and they get the message, and they clear out.
I make sure there's no one lingering about, and then I head over to Shinjo. Are the others with me right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So we head in, and we shut the door and head over to Shinjo. And
yes, Yoriki?
Isawa bows deeply.
You seem to have a grave complexion on your face. What has transpired?
Do you remember a story called The Scorpion and the Frog?
I believe everybody in Rokugan who knows what either of those things are has heard that tale, Kitsuki.
We find ourselves in a situation similar to it. A Shotsuro by the name of Yasumi has aided us in our escapades in the City of Lies, and she comes asking for a favor, and that favor carries a high price. She wants to know everything that has gone on with our investigation and about the opposition.
His face turns into that old man frown as he looks at you and he says,
I see you have been keeping up your habits of recruiting questionable allies, Kitsuki-san.
Actually, this was a decision not made by me.
Well, regardless of the situation, it seems to be very grave. Has she spoken of what is to transpire if you do not give her this information?
The wrath of the Shosuro upon us.
I suppose you now have a question. What do you value more? Is fear going to rule your existence or honor? Will you uphold your oath or give in to the fear of what may happen to you and the consequences for the actions that you took?
Remains to be seen that she will be attending Asawa's wedding.
What?
Yes, he invited her to attend as his guest. I believe you should also know that this woman is the same one that gave Bayushi her scar. And with that information, you should know that Bayushi will stop at nothing to see her killed.
Bayushi, is this true?
She is not dead now, so I have stopped myself currently.
It seems that by bringing this woman into your affairs, she has caused nothing but a headache and made everything more complex than it needed to be.
Oh, you have no idea.
Kitsuki, I have spoken to the Emerald Champion before we parted ways, and he did seem keen on recruiting you for a position as an Emerald Magistrate, and as an Emerald Magistrate, you will be needing to make these sorts of decisions regularly, whether you value your life, or whether you value your honor, or whether you value your integrity. This is a decision which I will leave to you. This is a mess that you have brought upon yourselves, and I may remind you that I am your lord, not your chambermaid, and I will not clean it up for you.
I merely wanted to make you aware of events that were set to transpire.
You may consider me aware.
We came here to discuss with you the matter of the eye and what is to be done with it.
He motions for you to sit down now, and he moves some of his writing and scrolls and rolls them back up and clears the space on the table.
We had several thoughts in regards to how to best deal with the eye. I think you are aware currently there are two routes, one with a talented Shugenja or Wind Essence. Sawa and I thought best to contact the Emerald Champion to see if he has a Shugenja that he trusts that would be able to do about with the eye. If we could, we could try and contact the alchemists of the Tamore to create Wind Essence, but...
I may have an idea for a solution that is less expensive and costly than either a Shugenja or an alchemical ingredient. A ship. Why not charter a Mantis cargo ship, go along with them, and ensure they dump the barrels out, weighted to sink to the bottom of the sea?
If you would give me some time, I would like to investigate further how this liquid we have now interacts with water. I do not want for that to result in it slowly coalescing somewhere and becoming whole again.
You say this will require time, yet you have just invited a Shosuro infiltrator into our midst. Do you see the issue here?
As far as I'm aware, she has yet to realize what we have. I do not ask for months of time with this. I ask for hours, days, perhaps.
Then I shall grant it to you. We will inspect how it reacts to water and if that is to be a safe disposal method. However, if it proves unsatisfactory, we shall implore the Emerald and Jade Magistrates to see if we can access Wind Essence to neutralize the Oni's Eye. Is this a sound plan?
I believe it is, yes.
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 Very well. Is there anything else you would like to discuss? As you are looking at him, Bayushi, you've known Shinjo for the longest. He looks like he has aged so many years in the probably year and a half that you know him. He's an old man. He was an ancient man when you first joined on with him, and it looks like all of the action and activity and travel that he has underwent has sort of started to catch up to him. His eyes are have dark circles beneath them almost at all times. His skin is pallid. His hair seems thinner. It looks like his age is finally catching up with him. Honestly, he's probably taken some BS from people who would expect him to have been retired and become a monk by this point, and he's probably heard snickers behind his back about his age and what he's doing, so yeah, bringing it up is probably no bueno.
If there's nothing else, I shall leave you to your wedding preparations then, Isawa-san. I believe you are to meet your bride-to-be tonight.
That is true, yes.
Well, I will leave you to it, and if you will excuse me, I will return to my research.
Very good, thank you.
Dakota, can you have Kitsuki either make me... Can you have him make me a lore law roll?
Sure. 28.
So you can't help but wander your eyes, as is your habit, and you are looking over the different things that Shinjo is writing on. He appears to be preparing a last will and testament, or setting aside some sort of will for his estate and things like that.
Okay. Well, I think Kitsuki's going to stay, and he's just going to talk with Shinjo. Just not about the case, but just talk.
That's totally fine. Okay, so presumably, Isawa, you are going off. You're not going to skip your meeting.
Right.
Bayushi, what do you want to be doing for the rest of the evening?
She is going to go to the dojo and beat some people up.
We have this great scene of you hear like some kids and some youngsters like clacking swords against each other in the dojo. The screen slides open. They all look to see this masked scorpion with a scar on her face. The camera pans to their arms and legs where they are covered in welts and bruises. And Bayushi says,
"Thank you for your time."
Awesome.
I had a thought. I know I'm going to consult Grandma Kitsuki on her thoughts, you know, how best to deal with the Shosuro. She's probably got some insight.
Oh, that sounds like a bad idea, dude.
So, yeah, let's follow Kitsuki first then. So, Kitsuki, you spend some time with Shinjo. You help him write his letters, and you read a few letters back and forth that his eyes aren't getting very good in his old age. So you read his letters to him, and you actually take a meal with him. A servant comes and brings you a simple rice dish. And then after that, you want to meet with your grandmother?
Yes.
So where is this meeting taking place? Probably in her quarters or maybe in the garden?
Yeah, I imagine them actually playing Go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you managed to find her and a couple free hours to speak with her. And you are in a secluded corner of the garden, and there's a bench and a small table that you guys have a Go set up on. And you guys begin to play.
He's taking the handicap. He's not a Go player.
Three stones? Four?
Yes, four.
Four it is. And she sets up four black stones on the board, and she grabs the white bowl, and you grab the black bowl. What did you bring me into this game for, Shiro? You always ended up crying when I beat you when you were younger. I take it you're not here to relive those memories?
I find myself in a situation where I feel outplayed, and I need to see the board from another point of view.
Well, yes, your opening is terrible, but the game is hardly over yet. As she captures a stone.
Yes. I find myself questioning how to best balance the scorpion, and a Shosuro in particular, that's trying to gather intelligence in regards to our ongoing investigation. And I'm trying to play ahead of her, but it seems like she has all the stones currently.
We both know that the Scorpion, and specifically their infiltrators, have been a somewhat ancient rivalry with our group and our family.
Mm-hmm.
And at least you have other known quantities that you can consider before dealing with the unknown quantity of the Shosuro. Your investigation has garnered you enemies so far. Enemies which are not all allied with one another. The Kaeru, the Yogo, this Tsuruchi bounty hunter that I've heard about. All these folk seem to be hellbent on your destruction. However, up until now, there is no evidence that they are working in any concerted effort together. Obviously, the conspiracy that you find yourself in is a whole nother story, and you are working your best to dismantle and discover elements of that conspiracy. Were I you, I would note that the conspiracy that you find yourself in has taken a significant amount of damage by your recent actions, and I would expect retaliation from them at any moment.
Yes, that's been my worry since I stepped foot in the City of the Rich Frog. I just am surprised it hasn't come sooner, and that is what has me worried in that regard.
You have traveled quickly enough to stay a step ahead of them, it seems, to this point. However, with your very public assault on the House of Foreign Stories, your days of anonymity may be over. They certainly have descriptions of you now, if not your location, whereabouts, and habits. You left plenty of witnesses at the House of Foreign Stories that the Kolot are no doubt interrogating right now. You seem to have certainly found yourself in a bad spot.
Yes, and you can see why I find myself here.
She captures an entire group right when you do that, of course. Shosuro Yasumi does not appear to be your enemy yet. I know that you have taken an oath not to reveal information. However, despite what the Code of Bushido says, oaths might need to be flexible.
You give me a thought, Grandmother. I swore the oath, and I know the information, but there are others that haven't sworn the oath and know the information. If there was a Go board sitting on a garden such as this and you were playing against a young woman, I imagine words would linger and conversation would begin.
You are suggesting that she is allowed to eavesdrop and overhear.
Isn't that what the Shosuro do best?
Indeed. I agree with your overall decision, though. It seems like you do not need to gain more enemies for yourself at this point. Despite Yasumi's predilection for sneaking about in the dark and making your life hell, it does not seem that she has evil intent in her heart or in her mind. I would suggest giving her what she needs, break your oath if need be, and deal with those consequences. It is easier to recover from a stained honor than it is to recover from a dagger in your back.
Yes.
But that comes down to you and to what you value more. And if word gets out of this, no one would respect an Emerald Magistrate who puts his own life over his own oaths. That you should know.
All right, let's roll for this. I got a 16.
She got a 33. Yep, so she says, she places one more stone down, and she says, now would be a good point to resign. Perhaps we'll do 6 stones next time.
I do think you have me bested once again, Grandmother. Perhaps I didn't lose quite so much.
Perhaps. Remains to be seen. And we cut to later that evening. Isawa, you have just been fed a lavish dinner. You've probably taken the best bath that you've ever taken in your life. What is Isawa wearing to this meeting? You know it's going to be in a tea room in the castle.
I imagine most samurai have like a kimono that they keep packed up that they don't travel in that is meant for more formal events. And so he's wearing his nice kimono. It's still the reds and the oranges of the Phoenix Clan. And in fact, they're brighter than any kimono that probably his companions have seen on him, in part due to lack of wear, but also because it's his formal kimono.
What's his hair look like?
His normal sloppy attempt at a topknot is not there. He actually has his hair tied up in a more, like, proper looped topknot.
No doubt he probably had some assistance to do that.
Yeah, he didn't do it on his own, but it is very clearly how it should look. He's even carrying a fan with him. It is one of the few things that his mother has given him that he is on him.
And I imagine it probably has the Isawa Mon
yes.
on it, or the Phoenix Mon on it, at least.
It's got the Isawa Mon kind of when it's unfolded in the middle, with all 5 elements symbolized in circles around it.
So you are sitting in the tea room. You've been waiting in there for 5 or so minutes, sort of nervously playing with the tea set, making sure it's arranged flawlessly, of course. You've adjusted the kettle's position probably for the 5th time now. And a screen slides open. A servant slides it open, and in enters a young Hair Clan woman. You recognize her as this must be Usagi Kayo. She's a lovely looking young woman of 18 or 19. Her hair is black and it seems to be especially sort of light and feathery. She has very bold green eyes. She's of average height and build for a Rokugani woman, but she would sort of blend into a crowd if it weren't for a scar that she has on her face. It runs vertically from the left corner of her mouth about halfway down her chin. It looks to be a very old scar of some sort. It doesn't look fresh at all, but that is a distinguishing characteristic about her. After her walks in a man. He appears to be a man in his early 50s. He's sort of short, stocky. You think that he bears the gait and body of someone who was once very physically fit, but whose glory days are somewhat over, if that makes sense. Sort of a retired athlete type look. He also enters in behind her. And as he slides the screen door shut behind him, you can see that his left hand, the fingers on it seem to be sort of perpetually curled in somewhat of an unnatural position. Maybe you guess that he suffered some sort of injury in his life that would have lamed his arm, or maybe it was lame from birth. You are not sure.
Isawa bows deeply as they enter.
They, of course, both bow quite deeply as well. Greetings. It is a pleasure to finally make your acquaintance, Isawa Michio-san. I have heard so much about you. This is my father, Usagi Hotogi, and I, of course, am Usagi Kayo. It is a pleasure to meet you. And they both take a seat on the other side of the table from you.
As they sit, Isawa begins to pour the tea in kind of the traditional manner for the tea ceremony, and offers it to the father first.
Yeah, he seems to be approving of that gesture, and he extends his hands to take the cup, and when you are both holding on to it, he closes his eyes and bows deeply to you, and he takes it, obviously favoring his right hand as he sets it on the table in front of him. And you do the same for Kayo, I assume, and she takes it as well.
And then I take mine last. It is an honor to meet both of you.
Hotogi speaks up and he says, well, you seem like a well enough fellow to be joining into our clan and into our house. I have heard that you are a shugenja of no small amount of talent. What can you tell me about your schooling and pedigree?
I have trained in the Bat Clan's school. The Komori Shugenja School has taught me a great deal of what it means to be a Shugenja.
You see Kaio's eyes sort of light up when you say that. She says, "Oh, you've spent time in the Isles of Spice and Silk?"
"I have. They are really quite lovely. Have you ever been?"
"Oh, no, I've never had the opportunity." But and she sort of catches herself from gushing too much. And she sort of very clumsily puts on her sort of face again, as you are so used to Bushi doing. "It has always been a dream of mine to visit the Isles. I've heard that the sun and the wildlife and the fruits and food there is just delectable."
"Since coming back to the mainland, the food has never been the same."
She laughs way too enthusiastically at that. Like, she lets out a very girly giggle. She glances at her father, who sort of convinces her to keep a sterner look on her face. And she says, "I would like to share a bit about myself, if that's all right with you as well."
"Of course."
"I was trained as a Bushi of the Hare Clan, although my talents for sums and numbers and accounting have always outscaled my talents with the sword, and lately I have served in administrative roles in my my village's agriculture and financial area." Hotogi nods and he says, "The girl has a very sharp mind. I understand that you do as well, Isawa. Does that seem to be a trait that you would find agreeable?"
Isawa nods. "There sometimes seems to be less respect given to those who use their mind more than their sword. I believe that they are just as useful to the Empire."
"I may not be able to practice any my katas very well. It has been some time since I have tried, but I can certainly tell you everything about the comings and goings, how many koku our fields produce, how many bushels of rice and millet are allocated to the different areas of the clan every year. If I may be so proud as to boast, I am quite good at my job."
Isawa gives just like a slight smile and a nod.
You notice Hotogi sort of eyeing you up while he's sort of gauging your reaction while she gushes at you a little bit. You could make me an investigation roll either with awareness or perception.
12.
It's not that hard for you to put together that you think Hotogi is probably nearing his retirement age, and you think his motivation here is that he's looking for a good match for his daughter to sort of take over administration of the village that he is a part of.
"Yeah.
I own quite a bit of land in the nearby village of Koganemura. Have you ever been through there or traveled through there on your journeys, Isawa-san?"
"I do not believe I have been through that particular village."
"Lots and lots of fields, mainly rice, but some wheat, some sorghum, things like that. There's quite a beautiful orchard on the hill. Of course, as the administrator of this village, and you would be, should you join our house, the two of you would be second only to the daimyo of the village. And I have been in his favor for nearly 40 years now as administrator of the village, and I would like to look for a match for my daughter who would uphold that legacy that I have set."
Isawa nods. "I will do everything that I can to remain in the good graces if I am so chosen."
"Now tell me what you know about sums and accounting and that type of work. So what you can do is, do you have commerce at all?"
"No, I don't believe I do."
If you want, you can sort of narrate a bit as to what Isawa knows how to do, and then make a like a courtier or an intelligence, or just a raw intelligence.
"I have worked within the Emerald Champions organization for several years now. Before I was tasked with traveling and working as a Yoriki, I spent some time working in the more administrative sense, a clerk of minor note throughout my time there. I had no difficulty with the tasks I was given. My mind is good at keeping numbers within it."
So what's going to happen is probably Isawa is going to rattle off some Rokugani mathematical terms, yep, to try to impress this guy.
Yep.
So if you want, you can make an awareness roll or you can make a raw intelligence roll, either way.
Can I use the bonus 1k1 for precise memory?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's a really good thought.
Okay, so I will do awareness. It'll end up being 5k5.
Nice. Good use of an advantage.
Isawa's a nerd, man. So Isawa got 25.
But Isawa is also another thing, and he is unlucky.
Okay.
So, Ryan, please reroll that.
Oh, 28.
Yeah, for the first time, you can see Hotogi sort of starting to enthuse about what you're saying, and you seem to be hitting all the right notes for him, and the meeting and the conversation goes on pretty swimmingly. Is there anything else that you would like to try to get out of the scene here before you guys part?
Just as an aside from my own, generally, when a couple gets married, one person stays behind to do all of the work at home, and the other one is still allowed to continue with whatever other work.
Correct.
Is it safe to assume they don't expect Isawa to stay back?
Right. I mean, they probably know that part of your dealing was to produce children for the clan, but beyond that, they seem to know that you are a guy who has a very specific talent that is needed all over the empire.
Right.
You probably need to visit there a couple times a year, but, you know.
Okay, so then I won't really ask any questions about that, but Usagi Hotogi-sama, my understanding of your clan is that they do not currently possess any Shugenja. Is this inaccurate?
When I was quite a bit younger, I did meet another Shugenja who was married into the family. However, at the time, she was advanced in her years, and to confess, I do not remember her name. But no, I think it would be accurate to say that they are at least extremely uncommon in the Hera clan, and we have no propensity for producing children who share your talents, Isawa-san.
Do you happen to have anybody particularly in mind to oversee the wedding?
Well, we were going to ask a monk from a nearby temple to perform the blessings. However, if I may be frank with you, Isawa, you seem like a upstanding young man who won't take this the wrong way. We expected that you would provide someone.
Isawa nods. That was where I was planning to lead the conversation. If it is all right with you, I have a few people in mind that I believe may be useful for that task.
Indeed. Well, the wedding is not set to be taking place for another week or so regardless, so if you would like to get down to the nitty-gritty of that, I'm sure that our daimyo would be willing to discuss such terms with you.
Sawa nods.
Well, it was certainly a pleasure to make your acquaintance for the first time, and I look forward to us sharing a drink together as father and son in a few weeks.
I look forward to it as well.
And I look forward to being able to share a home and provide a great service to our clan with our union.
Shadow of the Cabal is played using the 4th edition of the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game, developed by Alderaak Entertainment Group and owned by Fantasy Flight Games.